Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It rarely happens. I have done thousands and thousands and thousands of radio broadcasts, thousands and thousands of radio interviews, hundreds and hundreds of TV interviews over the years, and I really never get butterflies. I never really get nervous, even before speaking to a crowd of 5,000 people that's televised. I don't get nervous when I've been on Good Morning America. I don't get nervous when I'm on CNN or Fox. I am extremely nervous right now. I am extremely fired up and at the same time focused, because we are going to launch something today in the face of the complete criminal takeover of our society, that if you decide to take action, that if you decide to give this idea power and momentum, it is going to shake the foundations of the New World Order crime syndicate that we've already had such great effects against together. We are locked in a titanic struggle of good versus evil, of liberty versus tyranny, of freedom versus slavery and despotism. Now, Congressman Ron Paul is joining us in 30 minutes. Then Paul Joseph Watson is going to be with us with some key announcements. Then we're also going to have coming up in the last hour, Joel Skousen. But last night, in the face of DHS putting out public service announcements, openly telling citizens to further spy on each other, that anyone buying things with cash may be a terrorist, with the DHS admitting they're going to put TSA at sports stadiums and malls, which they said they'd do years ago, but now they're rolling it out, in the face of the FEMA 10 governorship expansion, the threat fusion centers, the states, what we told you years ago, now announcing that they're preparing to go bankrupt, into federal receivership itself, into IMF, World Bank, OECD receivership. With all of this happening, with the Chinese visiting and saying the days of the dollar are doomed, with Henry Kissinger announcing on Charlie Rose two nights ago that the New World Order is now being born through the economic crisis they engineered. He left that part out, though. He said through the economic crisis. We are at the crossroads right now. We've been moving into that zone for a long time, but now is the crossroads, and it's time to launch a major information warfare, peaceful resistance to this now. And it is important that this information I'm going to cover when we come back from break explodes dynamically and immediately, and that there be a chain reaction doing this. People are always saying, Alex, mobilize us. Alex, you know, give us marching orders. Alex, we want to hit the streets. Well, I've got a peaceful program to do that, a double-pronged, two-pronged pincer attack against the globalist, that we're going to be discussing coming up in the next segment, for the next two segments ahead of Congressman Ron Paul scheduled to be joining us from his Lake Jackson office. He's got an event down there tonight, I'm told. This is so important. Evil is rising, but for any action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. That is the law of the universe, and we must rise now and really get aggressive against the globalist. And what we do now may take weeks, months, or even a year to unfold, just like what I launched over a year ago with the operations exposing the TSA's plan to take over society via DHS. How the airports are the training grounds to begin the brainwashing. It takes time to build movements, systematic ripples in the pond from the pebbles we throw in. We're going to throw a boulder in today. You go back over a year ago, and then about 9 months ago, we launched two different operations exposing the fake terror, exposing that DHS and TSA is taking over, and that they're training you to be a slave and have them stick their hands down your pants. Now look at them in retreat. Polls over 90% against it. A poll just out nationally in Germany. 89.5% believe 9/11 is an inside job. The awakening is here, but it takes time. But what we're about to launch, if you take action, will be the single greatest devastating blow this InfoWars operation has ever launched.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, t-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, January 21st, 2011, and let this be a day remembered for a long time to come that we launched Operation The Answer to 1984 is 1776, and at the heart of it is the sub-operation V for Victory. Where does that term come from? You see it in movies like V for Vendetta, but where does it come from? The French resistance started spray painting and painting and carving and posting things all over Germany to unify the population through a peaceful movement of solidarity that they did not agree with the Vichy French that had collaborated with the Nazis and helped overthrow France during the German invasion. That was an inside job. Our country has been taken over by offshore banks who have bankrupted hundreds of third world countries in the last 100 years by design with the same system they're now using against our republic. Going in, buying off the politicians, getting them to buy into debt, getting them to underwrite derivatives, devaluing currencies. This is all being done by design as Greece has fallen, as Ireland is falling, as Greenland has partially fallen. The world is waking up and resisting this, and they plan to do the same thing to the United States. In 2002, in March, Greg Palast of BBC Television got the secret documents out of the IMF and World Bank, right at the time that Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner for economics, quit. He claims he didn't release them. how they were planning to implode the Western world just as they had done the Third World. Now, for over 8 years, I have warned you of the time that we are now entering. This is a huge announcement. Here it is in front of us. A path is sought for states to escape their debt burdens, New York Times. Oh, to escape their debt burdens with the unfunded mandates, the federal government is going to accelerate the quantitative easing, the monetization of debt, past $130 billion a month to $200 billion a month or even more of your tax money. Not only will it devalue our currencies, but it creates a debt black hole that is impossible to escape, and then we owe this to the offshore banks openly announcing a world government run by them. We have to pay it back in taxes, and it devalues our currency. The Chinese come here and openly put us down and say, we own your debt, and we're going to get off the dollar, and our currency is going to be the world reserve currency. This will not just impoverish us, it will implode the geopolitical system that has been and bring us into this authoritarian world government. Ladies and gentlemen, we launched over a year ago TSA demonstrations with posters and videos and got our listeners going with those contests. And it caused massive effects and then created ripples that have grown into the huge resistance that is teaching people how to come together against tyranny, against the TSA absurdities of putting their hands down our pants of the body scanners. Now, as we told you, the Homeland Security is putting out TV ads in the style of soap operas, showing citizens spying on each other. Anybody that buys things with cash, call the police on them. If you see a cardboard box on the side of the road, call the bomb squad. It's creating hysteria. Every hour I see articles around the country with highways, buildings shut down, people panicking over a tin can on the side of the street, trying to create this culture of fear so that we will accept the unfolding police state that's meant to suppress the population as the economy is publicly imploded, as they admit what they've done, but offer more globalist control as the solution. Now, I was going to launch today, and it's going to be up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next hour. Kurt's getting it together. The answer to 1984-1776 contest. And obviously, people want to make videos exposing TSA, exposing the globalists and the DHS rollout on the streets to expose this New World Order occupation, this banker takeover. But we have the contest element so that those that do the best job demonstrating, protesting, making videos, doing banner hangs, posting flyers, get recognition and adds an element of competition to it. But then I was talking to Paul Watson last night, and I called him at about 6, midnight his time. He was still up working, and I said, Watson, over at PrisonPlanet.com over in England. I said, Watson, they are rolling out these TV soap opera mini documentaries for television. These are also going to air on 9,000 telescreens going up nationwide at 9,000 locations, more than 9,000 individual screens, where it shows people in these situations spying on each other. We've got to counter this. And he said, yes, why don't we just have people post Vs everywhere? Because he's been reading a book, and of course I'm familiar with it as well, most of you are, about the French resistance peacefully showing solidarity and that the people knew that they were occupied all over Germany, putting, you know, V's on walls, V's on Nazi vehicles, posters hung everywhere, scratching them on the side of, you know, barroom tables. And it really began to bring down the Germans in France even before the D-Day invasion and liberation. America is occupied by outside banking cartels. And we are writing articles explaining that. I'm going to produce videos breaking that down, tied to the V symbol that we're going to post and show you right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But the article is up on Infowars.com right now, and we'll put that article up on screen and also show you these Vs that Phil and I put together last night and gave to Watson this morning. The article is, you are the resistance against the DHS occupation of America. And it's a big V, black Vs, white Vs, red Vs. Pick whichever one you like. It says Infowars.com under it. Then it has a short message under it that simply states, we are all in danger. A police state control grid is being established in the United States. Now is the time for all lovers of liberty to stand together and speak out against the growing tyranny destroying our republic. We will be victorious against the New World Order. Post this V for Victory flyer to warn others and show your peaceful resistance, your solidarity. Learn more at InfoWars.com. And so every day we're going to be writing articles about this. Every day we're going to be posting local news when they cover these flyers going up in their areas. And, of course, the news will attack it and say it's evil, which will further prove their police state mechanisms. We did this with the Obama poster contest that was on hundreds of TV stations and hundreds of newspapers in the U.S., Latin America, Europe, England, the Netherlands, Japan. And you saw the tens of millions of people that saw all the videos produced by our listeners of them posting the flyers or doing the banner hangs or other inventive things to get local debate about what are people talking about. Then the news will play clips of me talking here. They'll go get it off YouTube later. They will go over what we're talking about and put our message out for us and cause a huge buzz that will then cause more ripples. The DHS understands the power of getting the people involved in their evil. That's why they're running contests right now for folks to produce videos promoting paranoia and pro-New World Order and worshiping the government and not trusting each other, only trusting the federalization police state spy grid. This is a contest. Can the people overpower peacefully in the info war the usurpers, the outside banking cartel that's conquering this nation? Can you, this weekend, who will be the first to print off thousands of these color flyers, get your friends together and hang them everywhere that's legal and lawful? Who will be the first to do banner hangs? Who will be the first to call into talk radio? Who will be the first to get on live TV when they're outside doing live feeds? Who will be the first? We're going to find out by Monday, probably even Sunday. Send us, we need to create an email for people. In fact, let's create victory@infowars.com. Matt and their IT guy, please create that email when I add that to Watson's article, the article we put out, victory@infowars.com. Please only send your videos or news articles or ideas or flyers you've made, whatever. It's all of us working together through freedom, but collectively with a message, a manifesto, a constitution, a declaration of independence against the globalist. I cannot stress to you how important this is. It needs to explode in InfoWar. I need you now. Don't wait. Go print these off. Take it to Kinko's FedEx. Take it wherever. Print off black and white ones. Print them on your home printer. I don't care. Hang them everywhere. Hang them everywhere. In Austin, Texas. In New York City. In Los Angeles. In Toronto. In Mexico City. In Tokyo. In Berlin. In London. In Sheffield. In Moscow. Worldwide, the banking cartel is trying to bankrupt nations and bring in a world government. This is a global movement of liberty against tyranny. It is unlimited what we can do if you simply take action, if you simply say no. Now, separately, the 1984, the answer to 1984-1776 contest is specifically going out, demonstrating, using the V symbol, whatever you want to do. Creatively, the sky's the limit, and all of us win in the fight against tyranny, even if you don't win the $10,000 prize that we'll, a month from now, announce. You've got to get them in the next month and a week later, so 5 weeks later we'll announce the winner of that. That's just to add some competition and to recognize, you know, whoever's produced the best. This has already been incredibly effective. This has got to be our biggest ever, and I know I could feel it last night when Watson had this idea that it all synergistically came together. I was freaked out. I was depressed. I was pacing around up here actually yelling, not even that loud, just like, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is such classical tyranny. We've got to stand against this, and the ripples that are felt by this will continue out forever. We are pointing out that we know we're occupied. We're pointing out that we know a takeover is taking place. We're pointing out that we know that they're bankrupting our nation by design. We're pointing out that we know local spy grids are being set up. And we're coming out and saying, we know this is illegitimate. And then folks will go to InfoWars.com. They will see the videos that you shoot of your activism, and they will learn what the V symbolizes. And through that solidarity, it will inspire them to know they're not alone, to know that we really are the majority that love liberty, black, white, old, young, German, Chinese, Jewish, Arab. It doesn't matter. We've all got to come together now, whether you're in Chile or whether you are in the Netherlands. It doesn't matter whether you are in Saudi Arabia or whether you are in South Africa, whether you are in Nigeria, or whether you are in Mongolia. Let's stand up against tyranny worldwide together. Victory for humanity, victory for liberty, victory for the truth. come together now. Let's explode this information everywhere. V for victory!
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that candidates to run for the presidency are selected in advance by ultra-billionaires called Bilderbergers? They hold private meetings once a year to plan the future for the world. They invite possible candidates to see if they fit their agenda. If they don't, they lose. They also snub any constitutionalists that are fighting world government. They want to rule the world through economic power, thus the coming mark of the beast. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Thank you for joining us for this historic broadcast. Yesterday, you made the two search terms about China trying to own the U.S., number one and number two on Google. Today, I want to launch our most ambitious operation yet with the Google bomb to launch this V for Victory operation and the answer to 1984-1776 operation. And so please write these down. I want to get the top four search terms today. I want "you are resistance." You are resistance as one search term that will lead them to the V campaign. You are resistance is the number one search term. You are resistance. Those three words, you're doing an incredible job. Let's continue doing this together. This is very exciting what we're doing. You are resistance. The second search term is going to be V, just the letter V, V for victory. That's the second term. So the number one term is you are resistance, short for you are the resistance, because you don't want to do four words, it won't work. You are resistance, short for you are the resistance, and V for victory. V for victory. Okay, so that's number one is you are resistance, is the number one search term. Number two is V for victory. And number three is Occupation of America. Occupation of America. All of those come out of the headline, you are the resistance against the DHS occupation of America. This is the treasonous paramilitary force openly taking over the U.S., confirming everything that Ridge said they would do 8 years ago, occupying the entire nation, training us for a Stasi society. They hired the former head of the Stasi in East Germany, Marcus Wolf, for 3 years on million-dollar contracts to set all this up. 2002, 2003, 2004, he died a few years ago. I mean, you cannot make something up this insane. So you are resistance, number one search term. Number two, V for victory. Number three, occupation of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to do this together, and I'm risking my life doing this, okay? I want you to know that. I'm at the tip of the spear right here. I don't care. I will not have my children and my grandchildren to come being slaves, and you shouldn't either, and there's no doubt about what's happening. As we told you, they do the same thing in every other nation. They take control of the central government. They bankrupt the states, the provinces, the sectors. And then they bring it into international receivership, and instead of paying the nation paying 5-10% for the debt to the bankers that's made up out of nothing, you start paying 15-20-30%. Then it's more impossible to pay. Then it's even higher. And $1 billion debt could turn into $100 billion. They claim we owe 14 plus trillion to these bankers, and it's all made up. But they say, too big to fail. Give us everything. Give us your land. The EU, admittedly, was a receivership arm. They said Ireland was the wealthiest per capita country, you know, doing so great. Then a month after they went under EU control, they're bankrupted and everything's handed over to the bankers. Even their own government admits it's foreign banker debt they don't owe. The same thing's happening here. Iceland's saying no. We have to be an example worldwide. Instead of America being an example of decadence and corruption and genocide, we need to be an example of liberty and freedom again. The answer to 1984 is 1776. So please, all of you go to Infowars.com. All of you go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the article with the PDF of all these different great V designs that we put together last night. You are the resistance against the DHS occupation of America. V for victory campaign, a mark of defiance against Homeland Security's takeover of society. It is there. We're putting our John Hancock's on the Declaration of Independence. 2011, as we go straight into this tyranny, we are saying no on every front right now. We are showing solidarity that we know what's happening, and we're waking others up who will question what this V campaign is about. So make your videos exposing a Homeland Security takeover. That's the answer to 1984-1776 operation that will have unbelievable reverberations for freedom and awakening. And at the heart of that, you can incorporate it into both, the V for Victory campaign. Do not wait. Print them off today. Hit them hard. Put them up again next week. Do not stop. Do not wait. Get involved today. Do you realize what we can do together? We can sit back and watch this spread, not just across the United States, but across the world. And the tyrants will take the bait. They will demonize this. They will attack it. They will say that it's violent when the whole thing is about peaceful awakening. We are the people. We are the sovereigns. It's we the people. It's our nation. We have a right to say no to going under IMF World Bank receivership. And they will take the bait, as they did with the Obama posters, and they will demonize it all over the news. And it will cause a bigger explosion of this info. But we got to move quick, because we learned earlier the orders will start going out to tell media not to cover this. So we got to hit them hard before the next few days when they get the orders trickling down locally not to cover this. And that'll wake them up. They'll ask, why are we being told this? Get it out now. The CIA is watching right now. The globalists, the offshore banks, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, they know what we're doing. But there's so many of us. We are the majority. We are liberty, and we're showing people that we're putting our colors out there loud and proud so people understand that there is a resistance. If you're listening to my voice, if you're watching me right now, if you're reading our websites, you are the resistance. You are the solution. Look in the mirror. It's up to you. Come together. We need each other.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or InfoWars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Okay, until the end of the hour, Congressman Ron Paul joins us, and there is so much to talk about with the congressman. Of course, his son, Rand Paul, now the junior senator from Kentucky. And we're very excited to have him here with us today from his Lake Jackson office. Congressman, Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
There's so much to talk about here. Out of the gates, you're now the chairman of that banking subcommittee dealing with the Federal Reserve, and it couldn't be a more perfect time. As the New York Times announces, the federal government is preparing to basically take the states in under receivership and their bankruptcy. And as the Chinese openly say that it's time for the dollar to not be the world reserve currency, can you speak to your concerns? A few years ago, you said something big is about to happen. Are we now on the cusp of that?
And it's going to get a lot worse. Even though we had this major crisis starting in 07, 08, I thought that was just the beginning, because the real crisis comes with the dollar, when people lose confidence in the dollar. The dollar doesn't deserve confidence that it has. But you can put confidence in something that isn't real if you're deceived. And people are deceived that we are very wealthy and we have a great military, and therefore we can trust the United States because of our past performances. But eventually that is eroded, and people will reject it. And I think that we're witnessing that with the Chinese. The Chinese have, sadly, I guess, in a way, they have become more capitalistic than ours. I don't care about them becoming more capitalistic, but I don't like the idea that we become more militaristic and more socialistic. That's what's so bad. But they have their problems in China, but just think of what they've done. They produce and they save money. They take the money and they buy up resources around the world. They buy gold. They're a wealthy country. They loan us all this money. They're in the driver's seat. Don't you think that if you or I or any American was involved in that, we wouldn't be wanting to just be taking paper money that they know is going to depreciate? There would be a limit. And I think we're at that point. And when that happens, that will be a major event when the world rejects the dollar. So when it comes and how it comes and how quickly it comes, those are still unknowns. But it will come, and I think we're starting it to see it happen right now.
Absolutely. Congressman, as a doctor, as a congressperson, as someone who's been on the banking committees for many years and studied Austrian economics, for those that don't know, comparing our situation to the Weimar Republic, I see a lot of similarities. And we're already seeing inflation in commodities and inflation in food. What is the basic time frame that you see currently? And for those that don't know, what does dollar devaluation and the dollar losing world reserve currency status mean for people?
Well, it means higher prices and eventually higher interest rates, which means higher prices again. The government always reports statistics that are deceiving, and they tell us that inflation is like 1.5-2%, and yet if you talk to the average person, they know that price is going up, and you're right about the commodities. There was a report yesterday, I think it was the S&P Commodity Index, for last year, a whole group of commodities, it was up at 24%. That's huge, and you can't have that and not have that translate into day-to-day living. And people know this. The energy prices are going to go up, and it wouldn't take much to push that oil up over $100. It's bouncing around there already, and which means the standard of living goes down. You know, if an individual borrows and they get into debt, but they live high on the hog and they buy more cars than they need and have a fancy house, and their job is just marginal, but if they lose their job or prices go up, they get wiped out, and they have to, in order to get back on their feet again, they have to work harder and spend less. It's a little different with a country because they have this printing press and they're able to tax people, but there is a limit. But the economic law is the same for the country as it is for the individual. The country eventually has to live beneath its means, and that's what we're witnessing now. And it usually hits some people more than others. So the middle class and the poor get hit the first. They lose their jobs, and they're hurt the most through the inflation. The very wealthy, actually, there's a transfer of wealth. This has been argued by Austrian economists for decades, that when you destroy a currency, it erodes the value of the currency, but the middle class suffer the most. And the wealth is accumulated by the very rich.
And we see that.
We're seeing that. And what does it do? It drives up resentment. You know, and if they don't fully understand this, the middle class who's getting wiped out, they only have anger, and they might strike out at everybody who has wealth rather than the wealth that has been accumulated because of the government programs.
And the social engineers, as you know, Dr. Paul, Congressman, they're fully aware of that, the pressure from above and below. And so right when they got rid of the Glass-Steagall 11 years ago, we start seeing RAND Corporation reports. We start seeing Department of Defense reports saying we've got to basically set up a police state because there's a danger of social unrest coming because of the dwindling middle class. And now we see a British Ministry of Defense report saying the same thing in 2007. And lo and behold, now Homeland Security's putting in 9,000 locations, telescreens saying watch your neighbors. Three new videos were released yesterday, frightening videos by Homeland Security airing on TV. They're up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if listeners want to see it or if the congressman hasn't seen it. And it's got people in shopping malls and on the streets, and it shows DHS, TSA on the streets searching people, and it says we're going to protect you, but we need you to watch your neighbors. I mean, clearly they're trying to bring in an authoritarian system, not for Al-Qaeda or these overseas reported threats, but they're now shifting it over to domestic groups. And we saw that attempt to attack conservatives and libertarians and yourself and myself and even Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh and talk radio and the First Amendment after the tragic shooting. So can you speak to that, sir, and this conscious movement towards authoritarianism?
Well, there's no doubt about it, and you're absolutely right about the disruption that comes to the communities, because it is there. Most major changes occur, you know, domestically. You know, we take an oath of office to obey the Constitution and defend it against enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, you know, I usually make that point, and even in the very, very patriotic crowds and veterans, which you think would be more hawkish, if you emphasize, you know, the domestic threat, they understand this. So, but I think we're actually winning this argument about this need for militarism around the world to protect ourselves, and that we have to worry about domestically, because people are getting tired of having somebody from the government check every single thing. You know, back again to China, you can start businesses easier in China than here. So people who have land, people who want to start a business, people who have to pay these high taxes and pay for all these regulations, they're starting to realize this. So I think there's a healthy resistance developing. But like you point out, there is some danger here, and that is, of course, if we get people to understand where the cause comes from, that we might be able to prevent this. See, the one thing, the one coalition that we should build, we talk a lot about the poor getting poorer and the middle class being wiped out, but the left always thinks, well, the answer to that is just more transfer of wealth. But we have to get them to understand that the reason this happens is because government is too big, even though they argue for government programs. The government is too big. They argue for these programs, and guess who lost their homes? The rich got richer, and the poor people lost their homes because of this program. But the other big issue is to make sure that people know that, corporatism is not free market economics, and that's a misunderstanding.
Well, that was my other point, and I'm glad you got into that, because we're of the same mind because we've studied history, but quantify that for listeners who may be new. The ultra robber baron, non-free market crony capitalist always, as Carol Quigley said at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, lobby for authoritarianism, whether it's right-wing, left-wing, fascist, socialist, communist, because they create this big pool of collectivized wealth, then they take it offshore. And now the ultra rich are trying to sell the poor people who are losing their jobs on higher taxes and looting their neighbor who's got more money than them, selling them the lie that that's going to give them a good economy when it's freedom that's going to give them a future.
Yeah, and then they lump everybody together. If you are a businessman, and there are a lot of very decent, wealthy businessmen in this country that earned it and didn't have to live off the government, but they get lumped into that. So when there's unrest, everybody's lumped together, whether they're the people who lived off the government, lived off the taxpayer, or whether they were successful because they delivered good products to consumers at good prices. So there's a big difference there. And, you know, I've had some discussion with Ralph Nader, and I imagine there are a few of your listeners that can't stand Ralph Nader, but I like to talk to him because we do come up with some agreements on this. I mean, he hates this corporatism, and he doesn't like the war and things. So I work with people who can agree with me on some of this. So this is what we have to do is make sure our definitions are clear. Then we have a better chance at solving these problems.
Very well said. Congressman, we're seeing riots all over the world over global inflation driven by the devaluation of the dollar and other fiat currencies. You've been mentioning unrest here, and clearly we're seeing more and more signs of that here. And I remember you back in Austin giving a speech that I attended 7 years ago. We were talking about it during the break when you first got on, and you warned that when the empire starts collapsing, there's two ways to go. It's either recognize that big government breeds corruption and go the opposite direction towards liberty, but that more often than not, instead, the government's going to sell even more of the same as the solution. And so now is the time to get this out to people. I mean, this is a life and death situation for our republic, is it not?
Yes, and it's hard teaching people some of these lessons in the midst of a crisis, because then, and you can understand the emotions, you know, when law and order breaks down, most people say, well, just quit the killing, calm down things, you better bring more police in. And that's, you know, a pretty natural response, but not realizing that we have had too many policemen already and too many bureaucrats and too much federal government, too much taxes and all that. So it to me, the earlier the education occurs, the better. I think people have to know and understand why it's in their best interest, that the free market works better. People think that you have to sacrifice and all this. I don't think you have to sacrifice a thing, a freedom. If you get your freedom, you don't have to sacrifice anything, because you have your incentives. You can take care of yourself a lot better than the government, and that's a system that has worked. And unfortunately, we're about to give it up, and that's why I fear the day when law and order mm-hmm. breaks down. But or questioning whether there'll be riots in our streets like there've been overseas already, and I suspect that the American people are like other people. And even in the '60s, we had our riots and our shares of problems here. So people will act in a violent manner, and that's up for grabs. And you know, all factions then will be looking to get the powers and the strings of government. So we have a big job ahead of us.
So we're going into some very stormy waters?
No doubt. It's coming.
Congressman, no doubt you've probably heard about it or seen it, but CNN, MSNBC, Democracy Now, they all singled you and I out specifically and played clips of you speaking in your Texas Straight Talk and clips of my radio/TV show where we talked about the Second Amendment being there, and it's in the Declaration of Independence, it's in the Bill of Rights, to defend against crime on the streets, but also against a tyrannical government. And they have tried to now demonize and imply that you and I and others are the progenitors in an asinine way of what happened in Tucson, which we now know was a schizophrenic who was politically a liberal. I'm not blaming the Democrats. But what do you think about the desperation? We saw Rachel Maddow and others go after your son and tell a laundry list of Dr. Rand Paul. And, of course, that backfired on him, only seemed to boost his approval rating when Clinton went and campaigned against him. Now we see them doing it against you and I because they see us as a threat because we're getting the truth out. What is your view on, A, the ratcheting up of their rhetoric, Congressman Steve Cohen calling Republicans Nazis a few days ago, and the fact that it's backfiring in every case from the polls we're seeing?
Well, there's a limit, and that says something for the American people. Maybe they won't buy into that, but they're certainly going to make the effort. And this is a frustration for me, because I do make a diligent effort to try to work with honest, straightforward people who may be called progressives and liberals, because some of them are decent and they're honest, but they're not these demagogues. And those people who turn on you, their goal is more like the promotion of the Democrat Party or promoting of of government power. So they might say they agree with us on a couple issues, but I sort them out, and some of them, the ones that you're talking about, are just the demagogues who may once say one thing and say, oh yeah, we don't like this, we don't like that, but then they'll turn on you and they'll do anything to maintain their power or to discredit us for what we're doing.
Well, and it's also hypocritical. They're demonizing the First Amendment and talking about fairness doctrine for talk radio, FCC, jurisdiction over the internet. This is all being announced while Matthews is calling white people crackers. Maddow is implying that we're causing violence. The congressman's calling Republicans Nazis. I mean, it's just incredible how they're trying to balkanize and turn the American people against each other. When you look at the polls, liberals, conservatives, libertarians, almost everybody's against the banker bailouts, the wars. I mean, the momentum is shifting towards freedom.
No doubt about that. But there's still a lot of people, and I think that you can say at the grassroots level that is the case. our problem has been, you know, it's taken a long time to build the bureaucracy. And when you think of these millions of people who are living off the government and work for the government, and they work in Washington, they're embedded into the political system, and so many in Congress, they have all clung to these views that they've held before. But the American people, you know, are further ahead. I think the people are always ahead of the politicians, and hopefully we'll win out on this fight. But unfortunately, the opposition has a lot of guns. Isn't it interesting how they want to take our guns away, but everything that government does is depends on a gun?
It's all about...
I mean, it's their guns against the guns of the civilians, but you know, whether it's tax collection or telling you whether you can dig a ditch on your land and how you can use your land, you may accosted by a federal agent with a gun. Everything they do has to be enforced with a gun, and it's a threat. So they never talk about that kind of gun violence. How often have they been barging into houses, into the wrong houses, with guns blaring and blowing up the places and looking for drugs that didn't exist and not even apologize and never compensate these people and sometimes hurt and kill some of these people, innocent people. And that's the kind of gun violence that ought to be, rejected.
Absolutely. Mao Zedong said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Well, we're the people, and that's our check and balance. Congressman, in the 8 minutes we've got left with you, we have a prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com headline. Congressman, senator, or president, as you know, a lot of big scientific polls, the Hill newspaper, the Democratic affiliate, public policy polling, and others are finding that you're in the number one or number two seat to win the Texas Senate race for U.S. Senate, if you so choose. And at the same time, you've won the CPAC coveted Republican straw poll while giving an anti-war, anti-empire speech. I have to just give you my opinion. I believe as running for president, you don't have as good a shot as winning, though you do have, I think, a pretty good shot. But you'll have a much more powerful educational platform, I'd say 10 times bigger than 2008, going into the critical crisis. But if you go for a Senate, you probably got a better chance of winning. Congressman, and of course, then you'd have even more power with the filibuster in the Senate. Congressman Ron Paul, that's the question. A, what are you looking at there? And B, you said the people, if they're behind you, and if things continue to deteriorate, right? This, that folks will listen to you more. That you may run. I believe you're going to run because you know it's the right thing to do, and we win just by you running, being able to educate people. Where do you stand on this? People are chomping at the bit to know. I saw your quotes in the news saying that you are interested in the Senate polls you've been seeing.
Well, unfortunately, I'm still very ambivalent about all this. I usually am not ambivalent on my views and what I do and what my plans are, but it does require a major decision, a personal decision, a family decision, a political decision, all of these things. So I am. I'm pretty undecided on what to do, and I think it through. People keep asking me, do you think about doing this or that? And I admit it, I do. I think about it all the time, not only because I wonder what I'm going to do the rest of my life, but I often think about it because when I get on radio talk shows, they ask me these kind of questions. But I'm still pretty undecided on what I should do and what I can do and what I'll end up doing.
Well, I challenged your doctor and now senator's son when he was really just exploring it more than, I guess a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I said, look, Rand, you're going to win just by injecting real ideas. And I said, I believe you will win. And because, I'm no political rocket scientist, but I could look at the field in Kentucky. I could see the Tea Party movement that your supporters started 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. And look, he's there. He's won. He went through hell, but he's there, and he did the right thing for his country and for humanity. And just as I asked you on air and off air before you ran for president very early on, I know many others did, said, Congressman, I know it's rough on your family, the attacks, the physical danger, but I said, you've got to do it, and you're a man of conscience, a man who has a big heart and who I know from your actions and your fruits, but also my discernment is the real deal. I don't think you have any choice but to run for president or bare minimum Senate. And it is your destiny, Congressman Ron Paul, in your almost 40 years of standing up for liberty. And so I'm drafting you right here, and I know my listeners are. And you know, and if your health holds up, you've taken care of yourself, barring that, I just hope and pray, sir, that you do run for president. And I think the sooner you announce, the better, so we can get the money and the energy and the grassroots behind you. And I want you to know you've got my full support of our millions of listeners.
Well, I appreciate the comments. It's just real difficult. The one thing I can assure you and all your listeners is that it would be pretty hard for me to pack my bag and go and retire and live quietly hereafter, and not be involved. But no, regardless, I've been in and out of office. I've run for offices. I've won some, lose some, and all that. One thing is, it would be very hard for me to exist without working diligently to promote our cause, which is the cause of personal liberty and the things that I believe in, because I believe this is how people have an opportunity to improve themselves and live freely and creatively. So I'm convinced of all that. So whether it's in political office or whatever, I will be working as hard as I can to promote that cause.
Well, we know that. And, I mean, even if you just did the debates and didn't beat yourself to death flying everywhere, even if you did it electronically, which I think is the most effective. I think a lot of campaigning is outdated with the focus on the individual, you know, getting out there in person. I mean, even if you did it electronically, and you've got to run, obviously, because of the educational points. But obviously, we respect your decision, and we'll appreciate you and support you regardless. But you can see, as Julius Caesar said, there is a tide in the affairs of men. When taken at the flood, leads on to fortune, and the fortune we seek is the jewel of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said. And that jewel must be guarded jealously. And you are the great guardian of that jewel. Of anyone in the world, you are that light standing out like no other. And I don't think that you're going to not run. In my gut, I know you are. And Congressman, we just really, from the bottom of our hearts, want to thank you for the great work you're doing. We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. In closing, taking sides on auditing and then reforming, abolishing the Fed. Where do you stand with your Periscope sites on that great war mock?
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and I tried to get a hearing in January, but Congress is still disorganized because it's newly created. So in February, the hearings are going to start. I did find out also that the rules prevent me from insisting that Bernanke come before a subcommittee, and he only comes before a full committee. That's just the way the rules are, like a Secretary of Treasury, too. But it doesn't keep me from pursuing all the views that we have to have, exposing the Fed, transparency of the Fed, teaching people why the Fed is responsible for the booms and the busts and the unemployment and the inflation. I mean, it is a hot topic. It's going to get hotter, and we're going to have our side well represented. And the hearings are not going to be huge. Sometimes they have 6 and 8 people come for hearings. Ours will be smaller, and they're going to be very deliberative, and there's going to be debate going on. I believe we're going to get a lot of attention. I think we can achieve a whole lot by this, and especially as we move into this crisis, because then once we expose the Fed, then we better start talking about a transition and how we get out of this. And already, you know, the opposition, those at the World Bank, talked about, yeah, we might have to have a new currency. Maybe we ought to use a little bit of gold. So they want to neutralize us a little bit, but they want to control everything. So this is going to be our challenge. What are we going to replace the system with? And that's something I'll be working very hard on.
Well, Congressman, as you know, we're here at the crisis. They're going to try to use it to get even more power. We've got to deal with it now, and there you are historically at the perfect time and perfect place. Have a great weekend coming up, Congressman Ron Paul, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Paul Joseph Watson. Don't forget the V for Victory campaign launched today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's V-Day on the Alex Jones Show. Here's the second hour with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. And, of course, Joel Skousen will be hosting in the third hour, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Now, today sees the launch of our new campaign, You Are the Resistance, Resistance is Victory. And, of course, we're going with the classic historical archetype V symbol of resistance as part of this video and flyer campaign that Alex is launching today. Now, Homeland Security has announced its total takeover of society with the video messages at Walmart checkouts ordering Americans to report on each other. And now we know that these are being expanded to sports stadiums, shopping malls, and other places within your community across the nation. Now, yesterday we posted also the billboard. Homeland Security is now ordering Americans where they can and can't park their vehicle. So we've officially launched our V for Victory campaign to let Big Sis know that we're not going to tolerate the DHS invasion of America. Now, the historical foundation of this V symbol campaign, of which you can download the flyers on PrisonPlanet.com right now, has nothing to do with V for Vendetta, the movie. It's launched within the spirit of the French Resistance, who expressed their solidarity and defiance when France was invaded and occupied by the Nazis during World War II. Now, Alex touched on this a little bit earlier. The confluence of events that created this campaign came as Alex was already preparing to launch the Answer to 1984 is 1776 campaign, details of which are going up imminently on Infowars.com. And then I had the idea to incorporate the V resistance symbol within that campaign that Alex was already preparing to launch, because the historical archetype of the French Resistance as a whole is a powerful undercurrent of the message of freedom that continues to vibrate through the generations. Now, my personal interest was really piqued when my parents recently moved into their new house in France, which was built in the 1860s, and we subsequently found out that it was inhabited by French resistance rebels who were active in the Isère region of France during the Second World War, which was a particularly rich region for resistance against the Nazis in the latter stages of the Second World War. But on top of that, when I visited my parents at Christmas, we went for a walk in the forest behind their house, and we stumbled upon this huge derelict chateau in the middle of the woods, which we later discovered was in fact another headquarters for the French resistance leadership in the area. And it was basically situated not much more than a stone's throw from where my parents live. And having lived there for many months now, they weren't even aware of it until we just stumbled across it. And it turns out that the reason behind this chateau being derelict is because the French resistance leaders who were headquartered inside it were burned alive when the Nazis torched the house in 1944. So to have, you know, such a visceral piece of history in the woods behind my parents' house obviously encouraged me to begin a deeper study of the French resistance, which is eventually what led to the idea for this V for Victory campaign. So we'll get into this more after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show. Wayne Madsen coming up at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned at prisonplanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, t-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to V-Day on the Alex Jones Show on this 21st of January 2011. We've officially launched the V for Victory resistance campaign today at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And we're encouraging info warriors worldwide, not just in America, to join us in posting these flyers everywhere as a powerful symbol of our defiance against the takeover of society by the New World Order. And why is it necessary to invoke the spirit of the French resistance to make a point about 21st century America? Because not just in America or the United Kingdom, but the West as a whole is on this same slippery slide towards the very same informant spy Stasi societies that were set up by the Nazis and the Soviets, both in Russia and the former East Germany. Homeland Security, you're telling Americans to spy on each other to create an environment of fear so that they can then exploit it for total control. And why is that important in the context of history? Well, show me a case in history where the government recruiting citizens to spy on each other led to a more secure, happy, free and prosperous society. Show me one example and I'll show you a chicken with teeth. You know, best case scenario, what's now happening in America leads to political oppression and dissidents being jailed as it did in East Germany. Worst case scenario leads to death camps, as in Nazi Germany. Many of the French resistance fighters in Paris and France as a whole were shipped off to those very same death camps for expressing their resistance against occupation. And now we invoke their spirit, their symbol of the V for victory in our resistance campaign against the takeover of our society, which is in many ways more insidious than black boot wearing storm trooping Nazis. At least the French could see who their oppressors were, whereas in modern day America, the government simply indoctrinates the American citizens to become each other's oppressors. We had the article a few weeks ago of the father who fed his daughter with organic food, prevented his children from having vaccines. His neighbors reported him as a potential terrorist. See something, say something. This is where it's all heading. Now, I've written, again, getting back to the historical foundation of this, where it's all coming from, I've written many times about the study of Robert Gellately from Florida University. And he found that the common misconception about Nazi Germany and how it built up as this totalitarian state from the 30s onwards, a common misconception was that the Gestapo investigations came from the top, when in fact he found that 80% of Gestapo investigations of so-called political dissidents in Nazi Germany came from what they called denunciations by ordinary German citizens. So 80% of the cases were from informants. There were relatively few secret police, wrote Gellately, and most were just processing the information coming in. I had found a shocking fact. It wasn't the secret police who were doing this wide-scale surveillance and hiding on every street corner. It was the ordinary German people who were informing on their neighbours. And now, what is Homeland Security telling Americans to do at Walmart checkout counters? Report suspicious activity in a program that's now been expanded to 9,000 shopping malls, sports stadiums, different buildings around the country. And what else did Gellately find in his study of informant societies in Nazi Germany? He found that people were motivated to inform on their neighbours, friends and colleagues, not through any genuine concern for security, which is how Homeland Security pitches it, but through banal factors like, quote, greed, jealousy and petty differences. Quote, history tells us that any Stasi-like society does nothing to increase genuine security and only turns the host population against each other while decaying the country from within. And you can read about that study in the article we posted today announcing the launch of the V for Victory contest. So, also in Nazi Germany we had cases where people will be financially rewarded for informing on their neighbours. And we've wrote several articles over the past few years where, in fact, now local authorities in America are doing precisely that, giving people cash bonuses for turning in their friends and neighbours. And Homeland Security has embarked on the very same thing with their announcement that they're now looking for the general public to give them PSAs that promote this very Stasi spy program. So they're openly handing out cash bonuses for the American public to promote their fear-mongering agenda. So the interesting thing to this whole campaign is, of course, what it's based on generating, which is a reaction. You know, will the neolib statist Obama Borg hive blogs and their allies in the establishment media demonize this as they did the Obama Joker campaign as racist? You know, they tried to say it was vandalism. They labeled it, the LA Times did, as an act of cultural terrorism when, you know, getting it down to brass tacks, it was a mere poster campaign. And compare it to Shepard Fairey's pro-Obama poster campaign, which elicited no condemnation from the establishment whatsoever. It shows you how petrified the establishment is of a mere poster campaign, of merely the slaves standing up and saying that they are the resistance and they will not tolerate this endless fealty as the march of big government accelerates. But this is bigger than Obama. It's about sending a symbolic message of defiance to those who believe that they have the divine right to micromanage every facet of our lives while turning Americans against each other. You know, now they're trying to ban the incandescent light bulb. I mean, for God's sake, if they can ban a light bulb, if they can ban you from purchasing a light bulb, they can basically order you to do anything. And it's not just about homeland security either. This march of authoritarianism is global in its reach, as you well know. So whether you're in the United Kingdom, America, Europe, or wherever, you can get involved in this campaign, and the message is universal, that you are the resistance, which is what's printed on the flyers. And it's about, you know, getting beyond the powerlessness, the inferiority complex, the pessimism. The occupied French, the French resistance, knew that they were living in tyranny, and the vast majority of them became frustrated at this same feeling of hopelessness and powerlessness that many of the listeners and the readers of our websites feel today. But as we quoted from Matthew Cobb's book about the French resistance, which I'm reading at the moment, quote, the V campaign meant ordinary people could feel they were doing something, however symbolic, to protest against the occupation. And that's why the French in Paris and other occupied areas spent their time scrawling, spray painting, posting up this V symbol, which was later used in several movies, television series, right up until the past couple of years, as this universal historic symbol of resistance. So instead of, you know, sitting in front of your computer screens, leaving negative, pointless comments about how we're all doomed, about how we can't do anything, and, you know, wallowing in your own lack of self-respect, as some still do on a regular basis, why not actually try and join in on this V for Victory campaign? You know, why not stop just for a moment justifying your own apathy and laziness by telling yourself, you know, that peaceful action can't achieve change? And remember that there are countless examples throughout history where it has done exactly that. Not only with the French resistance, but, you know, what if Martin Luther King would just have, you know, been laying about, moaning about how you can't change anything without guns and bombs, would black people still be getting hosed by water cannons and sitting at the back of the bus? You know, Emily Pankhurst, pick whoever you want. Did she write letters about the futility of attempting to change anything, or did she stand up and get the job done? You know, hiding out in your shack and claiming you're part of some militia when in reality you spend your time on message boards attacking anyone that bothers to do something just doesn't cut it anymore. People try to denigrate the simple action of this campaign and ones like it, like the Obama Joker campaign, which was a massive success, which is why the establishment had to demonize it to such a degree. The reason why this is important, I mean, why do you think Homeland Security feels the need to put up their posters, to put up their telescreens in Walmart and their messages with Janet Napolitano, Big Sis, telling us to live in a constant state of fear. Why do they do it? If it has no effect, why do they do it? Because it indoctrinates and coerces obedience from the general public. Our tactics are no different from Homeland Security. The only difference is that their method of indoctrination is fear. Our method of indoctrination is freedom and, you know, reasserting ourselves as free-thinking individuals who refuse to be cowed by fear, which is the fear of expressing our right to dissent because we dread the consequences of the local tattletale reporting us to Big Sis. This is what the V campaign is all about. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more on The Alex Jones Show live at prisonplanet.tv. Don't go away.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show, January 21st, 2011. It's the launch of the V for Victory campaign. Download your flyers now at prisonplanet.com. Now, we've got the Google search terms for today, and these are the terms that will push our article on this V for Victory campaign right to the top of Google Trends, which will then make other news publications, blogs and websites write about this campaign. It gets it out to the wider internet audience that goes beyond our own websites. Here are the Google search terms. You are the resistance. You are the resistance. That's number one. Number two, occupation of America. That's occupation of America. Google search term number three is V for victory. That's V for victory. Hit Google with those terms over the course of today, and inevitably, as they always do, they will rise to the top of Google Trends and not just our websites, but anybody else who chooses to write about the campaign will get the traffic, and more people will find out about this V for Victory campaign. Now, what's the reaction going to be? You saw the reaction with the Obama Joker poster campaign, which was basically blind panic, which shows you how afraid of the people joining together and simply asserting their freedom the establishment really is. By putting these V symbols everywhere, it becomes a potent display of our power, our effectiveness to influence the collective unconsciousness and literally change minds and society for the better. Homeland Security does it. If it was worthless and had no effect, why are they putting telescreens in Walmart? Because they're trying to coerce obedience out of people. They're trying to change society for the worse. We're going to use the exact same tactics, but in the spirit of freedom, in the spirit of the French resistance. And there's another reason why V for Victory, why our campaign is infinitely more powerful than theirs, than see something, say something, snitch on your neighbor. And it's because our approach is based on the solid bedrock of historical resistance to tyranny. You know, it's based on everything that America is supposed to stand for. Their whole approach is based on a contrived fraud that through endless repetition and mind control, they've hoaxed millions of Americans into believing. You know, just like Reds Under the Bed or weapons of mass destruction. And that is, of course, the fear of terrorism. Now, I routinely refer to the report of Ohio University's John Mueller, who wrote a white paper called A False Sense of Insecurity, in which he writes, quote, "For all the attention it evokes, terrorism actually causes rather little damage, and the likelihood that any individual will become a victim in most places is microscopic." And I compiled a list several years ago in this article of some things that are more likely to kill Americans than terrorists, okay? Here's a little list for you. And this is why the DHS fear campaign is completely ridiculous and debunked on the face of it. Peanut allergies every single year kill more Americans than terrorists. Accident-causing deer every single year kill more Americans than terrorists. Of course, the deer could be with Al-Qaeda. That's yet to be confirmed. Okay, drowning with swimming pools. All of these things individually cause more deaths of Americans per year than any act of terrorism per year, on average. Okay, lightning strikes kill more people, more Americans than terrorists. Yet, we don't live in constant fear of accident-causing deer and peanut allergies and drowning in swimming pools. There aren't constant announcements at Walmart about the Al-Qaeda deer coming to kill us all. Yet they always claim more lives than terrorists. And what's even more ludicrous about how the DHS exploits this fear, which is completely contrived and a massive hoax, is that in the most recent PSA about, you know, terrorists targeting hotels, they even go to the lengths to point out that, you know, Martha's five-bedroom bed and breakfast out in the middle of nowhere is also a primary target for Osama bin Laden. You know, good old Martha's more likely to get struck by lightning than she is killed by a terrorist. Yet, they come out with this ridiculous assertion that people's little B&Bs are going to get targeted by bin Laden, which is why Americans need to report on their neighbors. So the very foundation of it is a mass hoax. We'll be back after the break with Wayne Madsen to talk about Rahm Emanuel. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned, prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150. And receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We've got Joel Skousen coming up in the final hour to host the final hour of the show. Be sure to stay tuned for that. Now we welcome one of our frequent contributors,
And that is former US Navy vet. Of course, he worked with the NSA and now investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, whose excellent reports you can read at WayneMadsenReport.com. Hello, Wayne. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, good to be with you.
Now, before we talk about Rahm Emanuel, which I wanted to cover, I just wanted to get your take on the historical foundation of resistance movements in general, because we've been talking about the launch of our new campaign today, V for Victory, which is a throwback to how the French resistance used the symbol of the V sign to express their defiance against being occupied by the Nazis during World War II. And I was reading that your grandmother was actually a leader in the Danish resistance movement fighting the Nazis at the same time. And now that America is heading the way of all tyrannical empires with this DHS announcement, you know, encouraging people to report on each other, I just wanted you to speak to the historical role of collective resistance movements from your knowledge concerning the involvement of your grandmother in the resistance against the Nazis.
My grandmother, Victoria Madsen, she was a novelist and a journalist in Denmark. And after the Nazis invaded, of course, she went into the underground, the resistance movement, and actively attacked German troops inside the country. Also was very instrumental in getting about 7,000 Danish Jews and any other person, Jewish and otherwise, who the Gestapo was after, who could make it to Denmark. Of course, they were secreted away on Danish fishing boats and found refuge in Sweden. So she was involved in a lot of those efforts. And of course, after the war, she came over to the United States. She was very active in the labor movement. And in 1948, she wound up apparently on the FBI's list. J. Edgar Hoover took an interest in her. And, of course, you know, and this is in the days of the Red Scare. And she found herself deported back to Canada from where she entered the United States originally. Never came back to this country after that.
That's fascinating, given the context of what we're discussing today with the launch of this new V for Victory campaign. Moving on to our main topic of discussion, which is Obama's chief of staff, of course, Rahm Emanuel. Now, we're limited with time today, but yesterday on Prison Planet, we posted the lengthy interview you did, Wayne, with the Reality Report on this subject. So I invite people to check out that video in the multimedia section of Prison Planet for further in-depth conversations on this subject. Let's start with the very first thing I learned about Rombo, as he's known, Rahm Emanuel, which was when he was appointed Obama's chief of staff in November 2008. And this relates to Emanuel's family and his background. Now, Rahm's father certainly had, shall we say, a colourful background, which is very interesting if you're of belief that, you know, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree. So, Wayne, tell us about Rahm Emanuel's father and what he was involved with.
Well, we first heard in the media here about his father, Benjamin Emanuel, when after Rahm was appointed chief of staff, they asked his father about, you know, the influence his son would have in the Obama White House. And he said, well, my son's not going to be an Arab cleaning woman. He's chief of staff. Of course, we didn't really get much in the way of an apology from either one of either Benjamin Emanuel or Rahm Emanuel. You know, it was, I think Rahm Emanuel said he regretted his father's comments, but no apology, even though that was an absolutely racist thing for the father to say. And but this gets into what I said on the interview. What we have in the Emanuel family, it's certainly not just Benjamin the father. Now, Benjamin the father, I should point out, fought in the with the Jewish terrorist organization, the Irgun, in what was then the British Mandate of Palestine, and was very much involved in the blowing up of the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, which killed the British troops and officials, Arab Palestinians and Jewish Palestinians. It was an indiscriminate terrorist bombing. But I was told by somebody whose father was a member of the British forces in Palestine at the time that Benjamin Emanuel was a highly wanted person by the Brits because his specialty was buses. Not driving them, not preparing them, but blowing them up, especially buses packed with British military and police officers in Palestine. So this is what you say, it's not only the apple, Rom didn't fall too far from the tree, but, you know, he's got these two brothers. One is this super agent, Ari Emanuel, who apparently is a real SOB, known as an SOB in Hollywood. And then his other brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, seconded from the National Institutes of Health to help come up with the Obama healthcare program at the White House. And, of course, there's a lot of rhetoric about Obamacare, but apparently Ezekiel Emanuel does favor some form of rationing and, euthanasia, if that it seems to be the only way to go to prevent a lot of money being spent on somebody who's obviously would be, you know, terminally ill anyway. And, you know, prolonging their life would be expensive under this healthcare program. So, the father, Benjamin Emanuel, was a pediatrician in Chicago after he came over here from Israel. And in the late 60s, there's a report in the Chicago Tribune that one of the women in his care could not find a hospital on a Saturday. Apparently, Benjamin Emanuel was doing other things on Saturday, and the baby was born in a car looking for a maternity ward, and the baby died because of a lack of the doctor, the attending physician, who in this case was Benjamin Emanuel, getting involved to get that mother to a hospital as soon as possible.
I mean, it's amazing, going back to what you said about his gun terrorist ties. I mean, this was the group that, isn't it true that they worked with the infamous Stern gang and that they were also involved in the Deir Yassin massacre, which was April 1948, which involved house-to-house slaughtering of Palestinian villagers.
Absolutely. That's also the case. And as I say, I think what you got with the Emanuel family is it's like the kosher version of the Sopranos. And the reason I think we've seen one after another mayoral candidate drop out in Chicago is probably a lot of strong arming behind the scenes. And now, what are we left with in the field? We're left with former Senator Carol Mosley Braun, who really nobody really thinks. I mean, they would not want her either, really, as mayor of Chicago. A couple of Hispanic American candidates. And that's about it. And the people in Chicago say, wait a minute, most of the people in the city despise Rahm Emanuel. The only people who seem to support him are living in the suburbs. They can't vote anyway. So why is he now leading in the polls? It's just how he got into the Congress. The same way people in that fifth district, which includes Wrigley Field, said they didn't know anything about him. There's many Assyrian Christians up there from Iraq originally who actually thought, based on his last name, hey, he might be, you know, maybe he's an Assyrian Iraqi Christian, and they voted for him thinking he might have been kin, and it turns out he was quite the opposite. He served in the Israel Defense Force during the first Gulf War, for example, when, you know, our American men and women were going to Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and that part of the world to fight against Saddam Hussein. Rahm Emanuel thought it was more important to go join the IDF.
I mean, I can't get over the irony, Wayne Madsen, of Rahm Emanuel being part of an administration, and indeed Emanuel himself, you know, pushing to become mayor of Chicago. An administration that tells Americans to inform on each other to stop terrorism when Obama's right-hand man is the son of a terrorist who like to blow up buses and hotels. I really can't get over the richness of that. But,
well,
I mean,
you're right. I mean, and it's not just, look, I just don't want to pin this. There are so many hypocrites. Look, the new chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, Peter King from Long Island, was a supporter not just of the Irish Republican Army, but the provisional wing of the Irish Republican Army, the most violent wing of the Irish Republican Army. And he's now saying we ought to round up Muslims because they're potential terrorists. When this guy King himself, if it's Irish terrorism or Israeli terrorism, it seems to be okay with people in this government and in the Congress and in the White House. But if it's any other kind of terrorism, of course, we're supposed to become the Stasi and inform on everybody.
Oh, yeah, as long as the terrorists are working for them, that's just fine. But, I mean, right. For those who are, you know, loath to blame Rahm for the sins of the father, consider what he did after Bill Clinton's re-election in 1996, which is another famous story. You know, especially in light of all this recent contrived media rhetoric about telling people to tone down the vitriol after the Gifford shooting. Tell the listeners what Rahm Emanuel did during this Clinton re-election celebration in 96.
Well, I mean, there was a couple of weird things. You know, he sent a dead fish to a political opponent. I mean, that's right out of The Godfather, isn't it? I mean, he did everything but, you know, put a horse's head on somebody's front porch. He also stabbed a steak knife into a table, and every time he stabbed the knife into the table, he said, "This one's dead, this one's dead, this one's dead." I mean, this is what you got. I mean, so when I say the kosher version of Sopranos, I'm not exaggerating. This is now, he got his start in getting involved in political campaigns in the 80s, mostly presidential campaigns. There was Senator Paul Simon's campaign for president. He was from Illinois. And there was John Glenn's presidential campaign. So that's how he got in. He's not an attorney. His degree is in public communications. That's his background. But, of course, you know, in Chicago, he was going to go originally to ballet school. You know, he was a ballet dancer. But he wound up going to Sarah Lawrence College instead.
It's a strange leap from being a ballet dancer to a member of the Israeli Defense Force. But going back to that, yeah, that's what I was reading about before. He was jamming the knife in the dinner table and screaming out the name of Clinton's political adversaries, and after each name screaming dead, dead, dead. I mean, talk about violent rhetoric. This is the administration that's lecturing us all about violent rhetoric, and one of the top guys in there comes out with this. Also, there was the incident, and I mean, this is just an insight into how Rahm Emanuel is such a thoroughly pleasant chap. Tell the listeners about the shower incident, which, of course, was featured on this David Letterman clip.
Right. This was during the whole health care bill debate. Representative Eric Mass, a Democrat from New York, was using the House of Representatives gymnasium shower, and where he was confronted by a naked Rahm Emanuel in the shower, who was poking him in the chest with his finger, reading him the Riot Act about his lack of support for the Obama health care bill. And, of course, Massa said, you know, I mean, Rahm Emanuel is the kind of person who would strap his own mother onto the front of a steam locomotive if he thought it could get him some political points. Of course, Massa wound up resigning amid this scandal, and you know, it just seems to me that from talking to people very much involved in that whole episode, that Massa was targeted by some political tricks operation operating out of the Obama White House. I mean, I thought we saw enough of that with Karl Rove during the Bush administration, but apparently it was a nice transition where we went from Karl Rove as George Bush's chief hitman to Obama, who had Rahm Emanuel as his chief hitman. And now it looks like we got Bill Daley, who's part of this whole Chicago mafia, coming in as the new Obama chief hitman. Of course, he's probably more concerned about placating the needs of Wall Street, the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Stanley, Chase people than anything else. But you look at the whole thing with the takedown of Rod Blagojevich, the governor, he obviously knows a lot about these people, Emmanuel, Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Axelrod, Rezko. I mean, Rezko's still in solitary confinement he's not even in, although he's been convicted of federal crimes, he's not even in a federal penitentiary. He's in solitary, and I mean, it's like this guy's one of the rendition people from, that's down in Guantanamo.
Exactly. And I mean, by the sounds of it, this is the kind of personality in Rahm Emanuel who would work his way up the political ladder with, you know, brute force and intimidation. From your research, is that the case? Is this how he rose to prominence, or was it merely, you know, political deals with his allies?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. He made deals, obviously, after he left the Clinton White House. And, you know, Hillary Clinton wanted to fire him in 1993, but it never happened. President Clinton arranged for him to go work for Mac McClarty, chief of staff, but for some reason Hillary and Rahm Emanuel never got along, and during that 08 campaign, remember, Rahm Emanuel for a awful long time was neutral. He only came out and supported Obama when Obama started winning in some of those caucus states and some of the smaller primaries and started build up some momentum. Then he came out and supported Obama, but this whole thing with Rahm Emanuel, he leaves, takes a job with the Wall Street firm Wasserstein and Perella, and then he makes $16 million there, which, of course, feeds into his congressional campaign in 2002. And the other thing, President Clinton appointed Rahm Emanuel to the board of Freddie Mac, and we know how corrupt all the corruption there with Freddie Mac. So it's possible that Emmanuel and the Clintons probably are in a mutually assured destruction situation.
Okay, we'll be back. Final segment with Wayne Madsen after the break. Third hour, Joel Skousen sits in for his hosting debut on The Alex Jones Show. Be sure to stay tuned for that at prisonplanet.tv. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's V-Day on the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back. Here are the Google search terms once again for today. Google search term number one, you are the resistance. You are the resistance. Search term number two, occupation of America. That's occupation of America. And search term number three, V for victory. V for victory. Get those search terms entered into Google. Get us to the top of Google Trends and more people will discover what we're trying to achieve with this resistance V for victory campaign. We're talking with Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com, and we're talking about Rahm Emanuel, and I just wanted to touch upon in the final segment what you thought of this scary interview that Emanuel gave in 2006 with Ben Smith of the New York Post, where he says, quote, "We're going to have universal civil defense training somewhere between the ages of 18 to 25. You will do 3 months of training, but there can be nothing wrong with all Americans having a joint similar experience of what we call civil defense training." And then in a later C-SPAN interview, Emanuel said that the civil defense training would be, quote, required of everybody. So they were basically floating a plan for a mandatory civil defense draft, which at the time fused with these fears about Obama's, quote, civilian national security force. Wayne, I mean, what's Rahm's role in pushing this whole civil draft thing? Is it merely a throwback to his IDF days? Can you see something like this coming to pass in America with the riot crisis?
Well, certainly. I think it's partly influenced by the fact that everyone has to serve through the draft in Israel. But the whole concept in a country like the United States seems to harken back to the brown shirts of Nazi Germany more than the Israeli draft, military draft. And I think, the rhetoric like that coupled with, internet kill switches and all the other crazy stuff we hear coming out of this White House from Cass Sunstein and his cognitive infiltration program of websites and groups, I think this goes to show that the Obama administration, in some respects, is actually worse than the previous administration, which may have wanted the Bush-Cheney might have wanted to carry some of this out, but I guess they knew how far they could go. Where this administration figures there is no goalpost here, there is no end zone. They can keep moving the goalpost till they get what they desire, and I think it's something less than what we would recognize as a democracy.
And just finally, for the last couple of minutes, tell people about WayneMadsenReport.com and how they can subscribe to your material there.
Well, it's WayneMadsenReport.com. It's all one word, and they can subscribe through PayPal or by snail mail. Basically, I'm trying to do what Jack Anderson and Drew Pearson did in Washington for many, many years, do the muckraking, get the stories out, the stuff that never gets past the editors, the publishers of the corporate media in this town, because the media in Washington, D.C. is absolutely controlled.
Okay, Wayne Madsen, a pleasure speaking with you. Thanks for your time. We'll be sure to be talking to you again very soon on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks. And it's Joel Skousen coming up in the third hour. in the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, get your V for Victory resistance posters at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Become part of the resistance. Take on the total takeover of society.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For Alex Jones for this last hour. It's good to be with all of you. I'm a great fan of Alex and his site. Today we're going to talk about some of the issues I'm covering in today's World Affairs Brief to give you a view around the world of what's going on. We're going to talk about Hawaii falsifying the finding of Obama's purported birth certificate. We're going to talk about some of the court rulings that have taken away individual rights or refused to defend those rights. Should be a good show. So let's start off with Hawaii. Despite spending millions of dollars to cover for Obama's past foreign status as a student and as a youth, this issue of his eligibility to be president just won't die. As the Constitution was read in the halls of Congress recently, a woman in the audience yelled out that Obama has violated the Constitution because he's not a natural-born citizen as required, and she was removed by force. I'm afraid that's getting to be all too typical, including people who even want to record illegal acts by police. They get removed by force. I could never understand why Hawaii didn't simply produce the original long-form certificate of live birth that Obama claims to have. Only a computer printout copy of some of the information has been shown to various internet sources. And even if the common man doesn't know the difference in types of birth certificates, the state of Hawaii certainly does. Let me explain. The long form has details of who was present, including a doctor's signature, place of birth, etc., the hospital name. But Hawaii Governor Neil Abercrombie suggested in an interview published yesterday that the long form hospital-generated birth certificate of Barack Obama may not exist within the vital records maintained by the Hawaii Department of Health. And that's absolutely true, because one never existed. At least not the certified hospital type certificate claim is connected to Obama's Hawaii birth. In fact, there are no records in either of the two hospitals mentioned by the Obama campaign as birthplaces of his birth. Not only was he born in a hospital, he wasn't born in the USA at all. The only certificate the Democratic Campaign Committee has produced is a certification of live birth, which is not a hospital-certified, doctor-signed birth certificate. The only document to be, could be obtained by as little as a parent claiming to have witnessed the birth within that year and date. No proof of such a claim is required. And I know personally, we did a home birth in Hawaii for one of our daughters, and we filed for and received a certification of live birth. No doctor's signature was required. No proof was required. We just went in and signed that we had had a birth in Hawaii. And that is apparently what Obama's mother did as well. Abercrombie told the Honolulu Star Advertiser he was searching for the definitive vital records that could prove Obama was born. He was actually trying to make this controversy go away. But suspiciously, the next day, officials in Hawaii say they've tracked down papers indicating that Obama was indeed born in. Governor Neil Abercrombie, who took office in December, told the Star, he said that our investigation indicates that there is a recording of his birth. It actually exists in the archives, written down, he said. Well, we'll have to see. We'd like to see what, in fact, there is that they have found. Why is it, with all this assurance stuff, that they don't give us the real evidence? If they truly have the long-term certificate on files, they surely would have produced it by now. Now, the establishment put out a forged Kenyan birth certificate in this controversy to try and discredit the Kenyan claims of his birth there. This is a very typical tactic of the establishment. They'll take something that's true, and they'll create a forgery of it. But when they discover and announce that it was a forgery, it discredits not only the document, but the substance that was in the document. So by producing a forgery of the Kenyan birth certificate, now they can basically write away the fact that there was no birth in Kenya. But in fact, a new birth certificate.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey,
And this is Joel Skousen, editor of World Affairs Brief, standing in for Alex Jones here at Infowars.com and at PrisonPlanetTV.com. It's a great pleasure to be with everybody today. We're reviewing some issues in today's World Affairs Brief. If anyone wants to get a free sample copy of the brief to see the full brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Interestingly, the United States is putting an end to the virtual fence on the border with Mexico. If it wasn't bad enough that the U.S. squandered billions on the virtual fence so that they could have yet another excuse not to build a physical fence, the U.S. is now giving up the virtual fence project as ruling it a boondoggle that it really was. Reuters says President Barack Obama's administration plans to pull the plug on the troubled virtual fence. This is the first time, of course, that the public has ever been told that it was in trouble. It was meant to purportedly guard stretches of the U.S. border at lesser cost than a physical fence, but the project run by Boeing Corporation has cost approximately $1 billion so far. It was meant to pull together video cameras, radar, sensors, and other technologies to detect smugglers trying to cross the porous border. The problem with the virtual fence, of course, is that it still requires that you get Border Patrol agents out there to try to find and intercept them after they've gone past the surveillance cameras. And that's a very, very difficult, costly, and dangerous project. The physical fence forcibly keeps people from getting across the border, and when it's rigged with multiple barrier sensors, it allows people to target exactly where the intrusion is coming from. You know, it's very interesting, as is pointed out by Alex before, that Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, was in Afghanistan telling them how to build a virtual and physical fence that can stop intrusions to that country, and supplying billions in American aid to do just that. Yet the Department of Homeland Security won't defend our own borders. One of the next topics that we've been discussing in the World Affairs Brief, which has serious implications to our country, is what happens when courts refuse to defend individual rights. In our movement, we make a lot of the Constitution and restoring its value to defend individual rights according to the the intention of the Founding Fathers. But unfortunately, our courts are failing to uphold the Constitution, even when they play lip service to it. The Associated Press told us this week about Utah resident Greg Revell. A missing plane connection cost a Utah gun owner 10 days in jail after he was stranded in New Jersey with an unloaded firearm he had legally checked with his luggage in Salt Lake City. Revell was flying from Salt Lake to Allentown, Pennsylvania, in March 31st of 2005 with connections in Minneapolis and Newark. He had checked his Utah licensed gun and ammunition with his luggage in Salt Lake City and asked airport officials to deliver them, both with his luggage, to Allentown. But the flight from Minneapolis to Newark was late, so Revell missed his connection in Allentown, or to Allentown from Newark. The airline wanted to bus its passengers to Allentown, but Revell realized that his luggage had not made it onto the bus, and so he got off. After finding his luggage had been given a final destination of Newark by mistake, Revell missed the bus. He collected his luggage, including his gun and ammunition, and decided to wait in a nearby hotel with his stuff until the next flight the next morning. Now, when Revell checks in the following morning, and he again informed the airline officials about his gun and ammunition to have them check through to Allentown, he was reported to the TSA and then arrested by Port Authority police for having a gun in New Jersey without a New Jersey license. He spent 10 days in several different jails before posting bail. Police dropped the charges a few months later, but his gun and ammunition were not returned to him in 2008. So he filed suit against the state of New Jersey because he was totally legal and having checked, according to all regulations, checked his weapon without bullets in it into his luggage, and was doing so the following morning. Nevertheless, the Supreme Court, without any comment, refused on this past week to let Revell sue Port Authority of New York and New Jersey for the arrest and for where he was arrested on illegal possession of a firearm in New Jersey. Now, this is an example of how our rights are given verbal lip service by government and the courts
but not defended or secured when government intervenes illegally. I cited several more examples of this in a recent speech that I gave at Utah Valley University called Why the Constitution is Essentially Dead and How to Fix It. There's been an overwhelming response to the speech. Basically, it goes into the evidence that I lay out that the Constitution is really being disregarded regularly, not only by police, courts, judges, and Congress, but that the Constitution can't be restored without a tighter legal language to help avoid the hundreds of thousands of court precedents that have been used to alter and evade the intent of the founders. You see, often in our movement, we talk about we've got to restore the Constitution. But when you take that to judges and lawyers in our society today, they say, what do you mean restore the Constitution? The Constitution is in vogue. It's in force right today. And you say, well, we don't mean the way that it's being enforced. We don't like the way that it's being interpreted. But we have millions of lawyers every year that are being trained in the interpretation of the Constitution according to these court precedents. And there's no way to undo all of those court precedents, even if you could successfully argue against them. Some of them are correct, in fact. Many are not. But the issue is made moot if we put the constitutional intent into tight legal language, and then that then voids the previous interpretations, forcing them to have to alter or to argue on our grounds, not theirs. Now, I am not suggesting a constitutional convention which we could not control and which we would not have the votes to hold sway. In fact, the great danger of a constitutional convention is that we'd get a worse constitution, inculcating many of the socialist doctrines which are now done by interpretation. What I am suggesting is that we need to do our homework as constitutional conservatives in the land, and we need to tighten up the language, prepare to restore a version of the Constitution with tight legal language after we have built a base of support for such a thing. If anyone is interested in getting a copy of this speech, Why the Constitution is Essentially Dead and How to Fix It, they can go to my website in joelskousen.com, where it talks about that under the section of Law and Government. Well, there's a great deal that we need to talk about in restoring liberty to our country. The remaining few minutes here in this segment, let me talk about the discouragement that is often present with people of our movement in the constitutional conservative movement, conservatives in general, in trying to restore liberty. One of the biggest problems that we face is that we run into a wall of resistance from people who are educated in the mainstream media, but who don't understand the principles or don't have the specific facts about how our government and its liberty is being undermined. I often do a lot of consultation relative to my role as a high security designer of homes around the country and an expert in strategic relocation. But one of the biggest problems that I run into are people who have differences of opinion between husband and wife about the severity of the situation. One of the things that I've learned to overcome the frustration of talking to other people about things that you hear on PrisonPlanet.com, the Alex Jones Show, is that one really should try to pre-screen the people that we speak to. I like to restrict myself to people who sense that something's wrong. I think that's a very important criteria. If a person hasn't got any clue at all, and what you try to begin to talk to them about will seem so totally foreign. So I think it's important to be able to seek out people who perceive through the workings of conscience that something's wrong sufficiently enough to be open to listening to things. That, I have found, is a way to take out the frustration of rejection. Sadly, most of us feel alone in this world. We're evenly spread around the world without being in a minority anywhere. I think someday in the very difficulties that will come in the future, there will be chances for us to coalesce and gather together and hold greater majorities. But until that time, I think we have to do our homework and to build the remnant that is very important to restoring liberty. Another thing that I would like to discuss, and we'll probably take that in the next segment as well, are some general principles of how we discern truth from falsehoods. There's many things that happen in the world, a lot of information out on the Internet, And it's very difficult sometimes to discern that. I think we have to be very, very careful, first of all, to talk about things that are too good to be true. Insiders that claim to be constantly feeding us information about government illegal activities. We have to ask ourselves, first and foremost, how would someone who claims to have deep and regular insider access and claims to be on our side continue to reveal those things without being discovered? Well, in fact, no such leaks are possible on a long-term basis without government knowing about it. Government surveils all communications and would discover and shut down any whistleblower very quickly if his information threatened to expose certain truths. Thus, any claimed insider who continues to feed information to our side must be considered a permitted leaker, and the information tendered should be considered suspect. Now, there are legitimate ways to track conspiracies using inductive reasoning applied to anomalies in the official government version of events or the inevitable cover-ups, but we should still be skeptical of anyone who claims to know too much from the inside. We also need to watch out for people who use Christianity as a credential. Watch out for sources that can't be traced. Some claiming to have insider access to Russian intelligence or U.S. intelligence. Those are some of the things that will be helpful to us to understand how to judge the news, what is true. We'll be back after the break.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberin. Amberin is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberin free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberinTrial.com. That's AmberinTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's Paul Joseph Watson back with you, and I'm joined by Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com. We'll be going to some of your calls in the next segment. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And remember, we're doing the big Google trend searches today. They are, you are the resistance. That's the number one search term. You are the resistance. Number two, occupation of America. And number three, V for victory. And of course, this is tied into our V for victory poster flyer campaign, which you can read about and get involved in at prisonplanet.com. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, you were talking before the break about the need to discern truth from falsehoods. And without mentioning any names, because you don't want to give them any attention because they don't deserve it, there are entire websites out there which, in my view, are as bad or even worse than the establishment media. Because the whole operation is based on inventing stories and so-called inside information out of thin air. So, I mean, Joel, delve further into that and why it represents such a threat to our success in communicating with people.
Well, that's right, Paul. It's very important for people to understand that conspiracy is real in life, and there is credible evidence of it, but the fastest way to discredit conspiracy is to throw out a lot of false conspiracy theory and false conspiracy claims that can easily be debunked. That's what a straw man argument is. They put out the straw man, as they did in the JFK assassination or even 9/11, and then something that's easy to knock down. I think it's very, very important that people really take a scrutinizing look at what comes across the net. That's why I talked about those principles of too good to be true, especially, and I think it's not necessary to mention names, as you say, but there's quite a few out there, and even sincere people. I think it's important to realize that everybody who puts out a false conspiracy theory isn't necessarily on the other side. There are people who are sincere that simply get snookered by people who give them information that they perceive as true. And one of those, was the story that ran around the internet about the guys in FEMA jackets telling a county official that there was going to be a bank holiday and everybody pulled their money out of the bank. And it was a Christian who was promoting this, or the claim that he was a Christian. And so it made it very easy for people to accept it, but in fact it turned out to be totally bogus.
And also, whenever you hear something coming from Vladimir Putin's inside sources, take it with a very large pinch of salt. Going to the callers, Phil in Ohio, your question for Joel Skousen. Phil, you're on the air.
Hi, just a couple of suggestions. I listen to Alex every day. On the V for Victory campaign, I think it could be immediately effective. And after I heard it, I started doing it. have a first entry and last entry on every email you send, put a big V on the front and back. The other one is most people have 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. Put a large V, then paste it or post it on your rear and side windows of the vehicles you drive. If that starts all around the world, I think that would be pretty effective. The other is using one of those 8.5 by 11s, put it in a sheet protector, and put it on your front door. So those are the ones I had, and I do enjoy listening to you, Paul. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. All excellent ideas. That's right. Signatures on emails. So every time you send someone an email, the big V appears at the bottom of it. Bumper stickers, you know, signs in the doorway, just like you would have for a political candidate. And if we can get the ball rolling on this big time, it can be, you know, even more massive than the Obama Joker campaign, which went global and got tons of media attention. Rob in Idaho, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead, Rob.
Two things. I hear bumper music. Shall I
hold? Stay there, Rob. We'll be back after the break with more of your calls here live on The Alex Jones Show with Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
It's V-Day on the Alex Jones Show. We're joined by Joel Skousen of worldaffairsbrief.com. Before we go back to the calls, Joel, tell the listeners how they can subscribe to your newsletter at worldaffairsbrief.com.
Thanks, Paul. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly news analysis service that comes out every Friday by email. People can subscribe to it by going to my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. They can see a sample copy on the face of it and get a sample by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And they can click on the subscribe button. It'll take them to a PayPal page to pay the modest subscription price for a year's World Affairs Brief.
Okay. Rob in Idaho, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Yes, you know, Joel's been a resource for a lot of things, and we only disagree with him on one, but at the same time, and that's on, you ought to understand that the velocity of sound or shock in steel is 20 times that which it is in air. And when those turbines came across when the towers were hit, believe me, there would be two explosions heard in the sub-basements. But anyway, Joel, my question, and you might consider that with some of your interpretations, but I would like to ask you, and you and I both know what's going on, but the general public does not, and seeing how Alex reaches a lot of people and doesn't cover this much, I wonder if you could discuss what the strategic, that is, the nuclear, biological, and chemical strengths are of the and the manpower of the United States versus the Russians and the Chinese.
Okay, good to talk to you again, Bob. Bob's also someone who has made some very cogent comments on various radio shows that I've heard or participated in before. The threat of Russia and China are very, very real relative to biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. We know a lot more about the Russian arsenals than we do about the Chinese. Relative size, interestingly enough, is that the United States has essentially put all of the stockpiles into disposal readiness, meaning that they're being disposed of. And I believe that most of those, in fact, have gone through. The Russians, in fact, have not. Many whistleblowers have come out of the post-fall Soviet Union period and talked about continuing biological and chemical weapons factories in underground locations, probably in the Yamantau complex in the Ural Mountains. This is an underground factory bunker system, probably the size of the Washington, D.C. metro area underground. It's huge. There's a similar system about 15 kilometers away called Yasinsky Mountain. And our inspectors have never been inside there. You know, the Chinese we know virtually nothing about. There have been very few defectors come out of China talking about their weapon systems, except to confirm that they're undergoing massive weapons rearmament, especially in the nuclear realm and the delivery system realm. I think they're starting their first aircraft carrier now, and but before they get ready to strike the West, it's my feeling that they need a full blue water navy. They're planning on capturing the entire Eastern Pacific from Japan all the way down through Australia and New Zealand. And that's why in my new edition of Strategic Relocation, I don't recommend the nations of New Zealand and Australia, even though they're very nice right now for relocation. They're basically selling out to the Chinese and will probably be occupied during the next war, making them very difficult for Americans who have been expatriates over there.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Regarding the first point, it's my understanding that William Rodriguez, who works, of course, as a janitor in the World Trade Center, reported explosions in the basement levels before the first plane hit, so I'm not sure why the engines of the plane are an issue in that story when he clearly reports that the explosion took place before the plane hit. Kyle, well, in Pennsylvania. Yeah, go ahead, Joel.
Well, I just wanted to confirm that the explosion that occurred in the tower was before the planes hit, so it would have been irrelevant. Also, scientifically, though, the engine spinning and turbines don't enhance an explosion significantly, at least in terms of pressure wave getting it all the way down to the basement. There's also the point that the video of the firefighters going into the basement or going into the lobby after that explosion showed no black smoke hovering or clouding near the ceiling. So if it were a fuel-induced fire, there would have been black smoke throughout the lobby.
Kyle in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Paul and Joel. Really fantastic show. I'm really enjoying it. I guess my question would be, if there were a checklist or puzzle pieces that you think that the New World Order needed to get their goal, their global government, what would still be left on that list? And or what do you think we should anticipate next? What do you think is going to be next down the road?
Well, that's a very, very good question. There's only one thing on the checklist, in my opinion, that they need to actually implement the full New World Order with the minimum amount of resistance, and that's a full-on Third World War, probably with a nuclear attack on America. And the reason I say that is because even though they have been slowly getting Americans used to, and British and the Europeans used to, controls at an international level, when you start actually inconveniencing people, such as, you know, taking someone, a rancher in North Carolina,
have we lost Joel? Okay, we'll get Joel back on the line. In the meantime, next caller is Brad in Michigan. Go ahead, Brad.
Paul, thank you for all your work that you do. We really appreciate you. Mr. Skousen, my question would be, with the all this about Ron Paul wanting to audit and investigate the Fed, how important do you feel that will be, and will that really make much of a difference?
Well, I'll speak. Joel, yes, go ahead.
Okay. I am fully supportive of Ron Paul's desire to audit the Fed. Personally, I don't think it will ever be allowed in any large degree. For example, the partial audit that just took place was, in fact, full of loopholes. There were most of the secret things were not in that audit. We learned enough about it to engender, I think, another cry for an audit. But this is a real secret financial conspiracy where money's flowing around the world as we speak, unknown to the American people, and it would cause a UN an outcry. I don't think they'll allow it. I think they have the votes to stop Ron Paul and that. I don't even think they'll allow an audit of the gold stocks region where the real power of money is among the central banks in the United States. But it's very important if we can get it.
And in the push to audit the Fed, certainly Ron Paul possibly going to become a senator. He says he's still considering the presidential run in 2012, but he's also considering running for senator there in the House. So, I mean, if he becomes a senator, obviously that push to audit the Fed will only gain more prominence and credibility. Kevin, in Alabama, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Kevin. What's your question today?
Yes, Paul, doing a great job. Question for Mr. Skousen, also a comment. He was talking about earlier about how to get through to people who are really not yet awake about what's going on really in this country. And I think that was a good point. And could he expound upon that? How I would have to say I've talked to my mother about these things, and of course she's of a different decade. A different, you know, grew up when you believed in the news, or at least three major networks. And so I wouldn't want to put it upon her to try to get through to her because she really thinks I'm crazy about the New World Order and so on and so forth. So I'd appreciate if he would expound upon that, and if he thinks it's a good idea that people pick up the phone and call their congressmen and senators, and what else can we do to hold on to our liberties. Thank you so much.
Well, that's a good question. You know, we can slow things down by putting pressure on Congress, and it does work when we unelected a lot of congressmen after the wave of gun control that they put in, or the Democrats put in. Even the Democrats themselves are just afraid to death to do any more gun control. That's why they keep throwing these false flag or other, evil terrorists or domestic terrorists or shooting events on people in order to provoke this type of thing. But I think it's very important to give people a little bit of the time and make sure that it's absolutely credible what you give in. For example, when I deal with people who are very reluctant, first of all, I don't try to push upon somebody who's just dead set against learning the truth. When they put up those walls and say, you know, you're crazy, I don't try. But for people who are legitimately interested in, there are some really open and shut proofs of quotes that show illegal activities or interference in the affairs of government. One of the best happens to be the quotation by General James Jones at the Munich Security Conference in February of last year, where he said, relative to honoring Henry Kissinger, that we at the National Security Council receive our daily marching orders from Henry Kissinger, filtered down through Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger, who are here with us today. There was an open admission of someone who is not an elected official of government directing the National Security Council as to how the government and their relationship with the president should work. And that's a provable quote. It's a very powerful thing, which will tend to open people's eyes. So don't try to give them everything at once, but give them certain things that are just undeniable so that it does open their eyes.
Thanks for the call. We're going to Europe. It's Divine in Denmark. Divine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Paul and Joe. I'm first-time caller. I've been listening for quite a while. I really appreciate what you guys are doing for InfoWars. And I think this whole thing going on with Obama and his birth certificate issue, him not trying to come out and let people know on which side he's on, is a real problem for American people and for the world as well. And I think it would be smarter if he would just let people know, because the truth is already out there, and for him trying to hide his situation and keep telling the American people that he's got a birth certificate that makes him an American citizen and being eligible to be an American president is just complete baloney. And he can't really hide anymore, so he just has to come out and let people know. And I actually had a question for, I don't know which one of you, Einstein, probably Joe, or maybe you, Paul Watson. But it's got to do with this Fourth Reich. As we all know, they're setting up for a new world order. And I think from history, what we know about history, we know that the Roman Catholic Church has always been intimately involved in setting up this, even the First Reich, the Second Reich, and the Third Reich of Adolf Hitler. So my question is, we know that the Vatican as well is still involved in setting up the Fourth Reich, but on Alex's show, he never really talks about the connection between the Jesuit order and the Roman Catholic Church and how they're intimately behind this whole conspiracy, because we know as well the Vatican is one of the largest corporations in the world, looking at their wealth and assets, and also from the book written by Jim Mass, the Rise of the Fourth Reich, he talks about this. Even also in the book written by John Conwell, Hitler's scientist, and also the book written by Eric John Flems, the Vatican Assassins. He also talks about how the Vatican was intimately involved in all this conspiracy all over. So I would like you guys to talk to that.
Okay, Joel, what's your take on that?
Well, it's a very difficult question to respond to. I ran into, as a political consultant down there with the Jesuits in Latin America for many years. I've lived in Argentina, Uruguay, Guatemala, and El Salvador. So they were a very leftist organization, which had a very leftist agenda and worked hand in glove with many of the communists to bring them into power. And I did not see anything coming down from the Vatican to try to stop them. Clearly, I think that there has been some infighting within the College of Cardinals and the Vatican. There is a conservative wing of the Catholic Church, and there's a very left wing of the Catholic Church. There are many, indeed, questions about Vatican funding. The Vatican Bank is, and the Vatican itself is treated as an international separate nation. But my only problem with some of the books that have been written about it is they come into the category of people who claim to know too much. And that's why I doubt some of the veracity of the claims. In other words, I'm not willing to go on record to say that I know specifically where the Catholic Church might fit into this. I know they've had some very difficult dealings with Europe, with Israel, trying to impose upon Israel in an international New World Order over Vatican and other sites, international jurisdiction. So there is indication in my mind that there is a New World Order faction within the Catholic Church. And certainly there have been popes who have compromised with the communists in bringing into power in Europe as well as in Germany in particular. So that's about all that I can say at this time.
And of course it's true to say that, like many religious and political groups at the time, just before Hitler came to power as Chancellor, they were all bargaining for political positions in 1930s Germany. And it's also true to say that the Roman Catholic Church failed to speak out against the Holocaust, but so did many religious and political organizations at the time in 1930s and 1940s Germany. Todd in North Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Paul and Joel, appreciate the conversation today. I wanted to mention to Joel that I've really enjoyed the video interview that's on PrisonPlanet.tv, and I've shared that with several people. A lot of good information there for breaking down kind of the left-right paradigm.
Okay, we'll take your question after the break. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show Live with Joel Skousen.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, January 21st, with Joel Skousen. Todd in North Carolina, you were finishing up before the break. Go ahead, Todd.
Yeah, Joel, my question is, I have a local, there's a local Christian activist and radio host that I'm acquainted with who has been invited to join the CNT, and he's actually, he goes to my church. He's invited Bob Record, who's the executive director of the CNT, to come and do some sort of a conference with the church and everything. And I just kind of wanted to get your take on the CNT a little further out. He's been talking about that more lately and trying to, he's been trying to dig into it with Charlotte Iserby and others. Paul, just an additional kind of request. There's a movie called The Edge of Darkness. I think it was originally a British miniseries or whatever. It was made into a major motion picture with Mel Gibson a couple of years ago. I'd love to see you all do an expose on that movie like you did On the Road. A lot of great parallels with what's going on today.
Joel Skousen?
Well, I was involved in Washington when the CNP was formed, so I know a lot about it. I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee, organization that we formed together with Richard Viguerie, who ran Conservative Digest, and Howard Phillips of the Conservative Caucus, and others who formed the Heritage Foundation. And as soon as the CNP was formed as a very, meant to be a very strong lobbying organization to try to keep the Reagan administration from compromising, it immediately got infiltrated with a lot of mainstream Republican people. And so it has been watered down in effectiveness, and it won't take views which I think are essential towards exposing the conspiratorial nature of the forces that control both the Republican and the Democratic Party. It is not, however, an evil organization per se, as many have accused, and I think Charlotte sometimes has felt that way. But it is one of those organizations that infiltrated in the to keep it moderate, so to speak, meaning not to take positions which will really harm the establishment.
And I believe you touched upon that in your interview for PrisonPlanet.tv, which we recently posted, where you talk about also the infiltration of the Tea Party. Peter in Canada,
correct.
Quick question, please. Go ahead, Peter.
Hello, Paul and Joel. Joel, a lot of smart people I listen to say a U.S. dollar collapse and global financial collapse is imminent or could happen in 1 to 3 years. People like Bob Chapman, Gerald Celente, John Williams, and Shadow Stats are of this opinion. I've heard you say they can keep this game running for up to 10 more years. Why does your opinion differ from these others?
Well, my opinion differs for two reasons. One, I understand that there is a conspiracy to create create a new world order, and they're not about to give us an excuse to attack them or unelect them or get them out of office, and that's why I think they're going to milk this thing along. And secondly, I'm the only one who preaches against hyperinflation because of the massive quantity of dollars internationally exists. They can inflate up to $10 trillion a year and not even get close to anything above a 10% inflation of the money supply. And very few have ever analyzed that position from that view.
Okay, thanks for the call. And Andre in Nevada, very quick. We're running out of time. Andre, go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just I wanted to say thank you for everything that you're doing. I thank you guys for opening my eyes and my family's eyes. But my question is basically, I've been paying attention to different publications and everything like that. In U.S. News, they had a magazine come out, and their title was Secret Societies. And I looked into
We'll speak about it next time, Andre. We've run out of time. Thanks to Joel Skousen. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back Sunday.